Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is presented by David Lowen Associates in Fort Lauderdale. If you've had a homeowner's insurance claim denied or underpaid, call 844-96-CLAIM. WQAM, 96.5 FM HD2 and online at WQAM.com.
Expecting to hear from Bam Adebayo in the next minute or two here on the show. Joe Rose out today. Dave Hyde out of the bullpen in this morning. Very caffeinated. Is that the word? Caffeinated.
Yeah. I was. I feel like I'm losing my caffeination here.
9 o'clock hour less.
You know? I see now why you're drinking those
5 hour energy and Diet Mountain Dew.
You know, I saw one, the Red Bull, and then they have one. Advertises itself 2.5 times more than.
I don't know how people do it.
I can't imagine that putting that in your body.
I know I can't because.
But people do.
There's you drink one or two of those a day. The crash that you get from that I can't even imagine. I can't because 5 hour energy when I take it there's not really like a crash, but I do at the end of the day you know the steam is kind of.
I'm not even talking. I'm talking immediately. It runs through your system.
Yes.
You need to run to the bathroom. Right? Can you 2.5
no,
times that? You
no,
don't. You
no,
don't.
I can't imagine that.
Yeah.
I literally this morning I took an extra strength 5 hour energy.
You were guzzling it when I walked. You were like
5:59 and 30 seconds on the clock when I know the update is playing. That's when I drink.
I like to see professional radio at work and
behind the scenes here on the Joe Rose Show. I'll tell you what, when I come in here and Joe is, it's about 5:58, Hollywood's in the back, just about to read his update, getting the open ready, and Joe is chugging the last 12 ounces of his 32-ounce coffee, chugging it like it's, like, you know, we're playing beer pong, whatever, like he is.
Okay, but here's a strange thing that I've learned from you this morning. You sound like you draw some health line at coffee.
Yeah, don't like coffee.
Like it's either ethical or health or, like, okay, I'm not going to drink coffee.
Mm-hmm.
But you are drinking these energy drinks.
Correct.
and Mountain Dew, which we all know has a huge amount of caffeine.
Something.
So, where is this line actually being drawn? I don't understand.
I'm not even sure if it's real or not. I don't know what it is.
You just feel better about
mentally,
yourself.
Mentally, I just feel like if I could walk around saying I don't drink coffee, I've won.
You feel like you're superior to
I've won.
The rest of the coffee
yes.
drinking crowd.
Coffee is.
Meanwhile, you're
coffee's
turning your back and you're like injecting much stronger than just a cup of coffee
straight
into your system.
Into the veins. If instead of drinking the Mountain Dew, the Diet Mountain Dew, because the regular Mountain Dew is a different animal than the diet one. It is. The sugar in regular Mountain Dew, I can't even imagine. If I could just have an IV going for 4 hours of Diet Mountain Dew and not drink it, I think I would be okay. I think I'd be just as fine.
And how do we know you don't have that going?
I'll put my hands in the air, but it might be my
You'll
legs.
Be dying of over-caffeination, but I didn't drink coffee.
But I still would come out and say I did not have extra strength coffee or anything like that. Hollywood doesn't drink coffee either. Hollywood drinks one of these crazy drinks from one of the places around here. It's like an energy. It has like Monster Energy in it also. Is that what you got the other day?
I only had that once. It wasn't very good.
He got something that looked like a snow cone gave birth to a drink, and that's what it was with that 2.5 times Monster Energy.
You guys are all very young.
No, I'm a green
tea
guy because I don't do coffee either.
Well, you're all very young. I was going to say I didn't drink coffee till my second child.
Wow.
And then I needed coffee. So you guys give it a little time.
He's 14 months into baby number one,
I know,
and I'm
give
about
it a little
two
I'm
and
a big
half.
Red Bull fan when it comes to staying up with the baby, though.
Oh, see, I don't do the Red Bull.
Red Bull's delicious.
Yeah, I guess Red Bull wasn't around at my second child.
Red
might have been
Bull,
doing that.
When I was in college in Gainesville, I worked at some of the nightclubs there, and I remember talking to one of the bartenders that said, there's this dude that's trying to get into the club who said he's got this new drink for us to try. And I'm like, all right, well, like, you not want him in here? He's like, it just, it doesn't look like it's real. Something's wrong with it. And I'm like, okay, well, what is it? He goes, it's Red Bull. It's this, they want to just give us, like, 12 cases of it for free. And I'm like, well,
you're
take
on the
it.
Cutting edge of America at that point, right?
And I'm like, well, what, like, what does it taste like? And what can, he's like, I think we can mix it with vodka. You basically could mix anything with vodka at this point and be fine. And about a month later, I'm not even joking, and I wish I would have come up with the concept. About a month later, every drink in that bar was a vodka Red Bull. Everyone was drinking vodka Red Bulls. The vodka to kind of give you the buzz and the Red Bull to keep you up all night.
With a side of Viagra.
That's it.
That was like the drink going around for a while. Was or not even drink. The combination going around for a while.
The combo package of the vodka Red Bull and a little bit of Cialis. Like that's what it was. I couldn't believe that ended up being like the big drink. But vodka Red Bull. I mean, people still drink it.
But we don't drink coffee.
No. Who does? That is bad. You can't do that. Guy just texted in on the Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line, 56022. A guy at my old work drank 3 straight Red Bulls, and then he had a stroke. He now walks with a cane. I'm not even sure if that's real or not, but I had to read that out loud.
It sounds like it could be real when I see people drinking these things.
All right, let's do some Heat talk. Let's get into the Heat. 27-20 on the season right now, 4th in the East. Let's talk to the rookie sensation, I guess you could say at this point, Bam Adebayo. Bam, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Good morning. How y'all doing?
We're doing okay. Did a lot of Heat talk this morning here on the show. I wanted to ask you this. You're now halfway or a little bit past halfway of your rookie season. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, man. I'm staying healthy, staying maintained, and, you know, looking forward to the rest of the season.
Is that kind of the biggest adjustment for you coming from the year in college was the pro game and kind of just making sure your body's okay and making sure, because I know a lot of the guys on the team, including Udonis, that's their big thing, the health and everything. Has that been kind of the biggest adjustment for you?
Yeah, because I knew it was going to be 82 games, and then considering if we make playoffs or not, you got to think about how your body's going to hold up. So just having all the nutrition I can and eating right.
All right, I'm going to mispronounce this, but your first name is officially. I called up your Wikipedia page, Edris or Edrice. Does anybody call you that?
No,
not even anybody in your nobody in your family calls you that. Even like when you get in trouble.
No. I don't know. It's just not just using like some teachers want to use it.
they'd see it on the roll call and
that's
have to,
it.
And you would immediately correct them that okay, I go by Bam.
Well, when I got to Kentucky, it was pretty much my real name wasn't up there. It was just Bam. So it was Bam and my last name.
I like it. Why not? You know what? Listen, when you got drafted here and everything, I loved it because of the name. So that's a good thing. The first name, I had no idea. So that breaking news for me here on the show here at this point also. All right. So
asking all the tough questions.
All the
of course.
Tough questions coming from the other side of the mic. I'm asking you how you're eating and how all this and that. He's asking all the tough ones. All right. So you got into the rotation. You've been playing good. You like being kind of a little bit of a spark off the bench. You know, that's a big role in the NBA, being one of those guys to come off. Do you like that position on the team?
Yeah, you know, my job is to feed energy and just give into the team and just be defensive and score when I can.
Did you hear about, like, kind of when you got drafted here, the Heat culture and the way things are done down here and what it's been like the last 10 or 12 years here when the Heat culture thing kind of, you know, was born into the city here? Did you hear about it? And what was your first reaction when you kind of saw guys like UD and even James Johnson around this team?
It showed me that, you know, even though you have a rough class, they still give you a chance to be who you are. And JJ and UD had those chances here. UD's a lifer. He loves it here. He never wants to leave. And now JJ's considering himself a lifer until his career is over now.
All right. Money aside, what is the best perk? This is your first year in the league. What's the best perk for being in the NBA?
You get to travel the whole United States. You get to see different cities, states. All of it's free. I live in Miami, so I'm having the best time of my life. I mean, it's just a great experience all in all.
And with all that said, the heat culture, the living in Miami, the traveling the country. You ever bump into Pat Riley and he gives you one of those little $100,000 pep talks or whatever it was? Do you still get into that? Does Pat see you out at practice or whatever and give you one of those talks?
Usually when I see Pat, it's usually in the middle of practice, and before practice is over, he usually leaves. So I don't usually catch up with Pat like that unless it's like an off day, and we just so happen to run into each other, and then he'll give me one of those stories.
Now, did you know he played at Kentucky before you came to the Heat, or was this sort of a revelation when you get here, and he must have mentioned Kentucky at some point?
Oh, no, I knew before he drafted me. And then I kind of thought when he drafted me, I was like, oh, it's the Kentucky affair.
You did your homework.
God.
Yep.
My guy.
You did your homework.
Prehistoric Kentucky, though.
That's right. Yeah, back in the day. You brought up UD before, and I know that everyone that plays for this team and has played for this team for the last 15 years knows about Udonis. And obviously living down here in Miami and growing up down here and growing up in the state, how much has UD mentored you? And, whether it's coming off the bench or coming into the league, whatever the case may be, how much has he been an influence on you?
UD is always in my ear, no matter what it is, off the court stuff, on the court stuff, certain details on the court, how to do things off the court and appearances. UD has been my ear the whole time I've been here.
Yeah, he's kind of one of the voice on this team, kind of the assistant coach player on this team to all the guys out there. Everyone that we talk to, that's the first thing they mention is Udonis Haslem. When you get on the court, and this is something I wanted to ask you also, the traditional big guy now, the center or the big man, it's kind of like the stretch four now. A lot of guys aren't the center. You guys have a couple guys on your team that are the big guys. But for you, what's it like being a traditional big guy who plays defense, likes to rebound, wants to get that put-in dunk, and doesn't want to necessarily shoot the three-pointer all the time?
It's for competitors only. So, I just do anything I can do for this team to win. That's basically what I have to say.
Where are you at as far as expanding your game? Are you, they talked about expanding, they saw you at Kentucky, and are you comfortable with where you're at right now?
I'm never comfortable with my level of play. I always want to improve. So, no, I'm not comfortable right now. I'm about to go to the gym in a couple of minutes and go get up shot.
That was one awful question there that came out of my mouth.
Jumping into gym time here. All right, Spoelstra. Spoelstra doesn't get a lot of credit around the NBA. I know he does a lot for you guys, and he's a really good coach. What do you have to say about Eric Spoelstra when someone asks about him?
He's an incredible guy. He's a Heat guy, obviously, but not just because he's a head coach, but just how he acts and how he represents himself. Sometimes he would get so heated in the pregame talks, it feels like he's about to go out there and play. Sometimes he starts sweating. So, he's an energizer. He feeds life into us, and he wants what's best for us.
That's surprising, considering how many games you play, that he's that into it. Is it surprising to you?
Not really, because, he just wants to win. So anything he can do for us, get us an extra – into energy, anything. Well, that goes for all of us. Anything we can do to win, he's a part of that.
All right, I'd probably ask a guard this or one of the swing guys this question in a different way. But for you, end of the game, game on the line, would you rather have the huge dunk or the big block? You more of a defensive guy, or do you want to have that huge dunk? Which gives you a little bit more energy, and which would you rather?
I don't know. Both of them are wins, so I take either or. But who knows? That moment in life, I might have a game winning block. Moment in life, I might have a game winning tipping.
Mm. Either one.
Not bad.
Bam, what's something you appreciate now that you're in the NBA about playing in it that from the outside you didn't know to appreciate?
Pretty much how much we travel and like our bodies. So, me looking at it, I'm like, all right, I can play two games. But now I get halfway through the season, I'm foam rolling. I'm doing stuff UD doing just to keep my body right and get me used to the NBA league.
You watch a lot of basketball when you're not playing? Like other nights off where you're watching other professional games?
It depends on who it is.
And
what if it's Kentucky?
Yeah, I was about to say, I was going to bring up Kentucky for you. Yeah.
Definitely watch. See, depends on who plays.
That's it. That's a good answer for that. Rookie Bam Adebayo, you're not going to be called a rookie much longer. You're almost done with that, so you're not going to have that in your name anymore for the Miami Heat. We appreciate your time this morning. Thanks very much. Good luck the rest of the season, and keep it going. 27-20, fourth in the East, half game behind Cleveland right now in the standings. You, do you have any standings watching? Do the guys on the team ever look at the standings, or is it just worrying about you guys?
I think we're all just worried about us. You know, if we keep winning, then we keep climbing. So we just try to look at it that way.
Good answer. Very good answer there. Bam, thanks for your time. We'll talk to you again soon, buddy.
Thanks.
All right, Bam Adebayo, rookie from the Miami Heat from Kentucky.
I might have asked the worst question in radio. It just didn't come out right. See, that's the difference. In my job, I can ask a bad question, just slough it off. Here, it goes out.
You ask anything on the text line, right away someone will say something at that point. For one of the ones that came in, terrible questions for Bam. Come on, guys, do better. We'll read more of your texts. All the positive ones, though. 56022 on the Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line. We'll open that up, and we'll talk a little bit more about the Canes from last night. And I want to get back into Jarvis Landry, the Dolphins, the Senior Bowl, the big story going on there. We'll hear from Mike Cugno, who spoke with Jarvis Landry at the Pro Bowl in Orlando. We'll get into all that next.
Radio.com.
So, Jarvis is a pending free agent. We have a lot of respect for him. He was drafted here, developed here, coached here. He's obviously had very good production. In terms of negotiations, just that's something we want to comment on with any of our players. He's one of several free agents, Damian Williams, Matt Moore, guys that have contributed here for a long time. I'm sure we're going to keep some of them. Can't keep all of them. That's just the nature of our sport. And, there's still some time before the upcoming deadlines.
All right, that was Mike Tannenbaum live. Well, not live. Mike Tannenbaum spoke to all the reporters and everyone on a couch from the Senior Bowl. Saw some of the pictures of it, and he literally was sitting on like a lazy boy while doing this interview. Because it's very, it's not really
laid back. That time of year.
And mobile. Jarvis Landry is going to be, I was going to say Jarvis Landry is going to be the hottest topic right now for the Dolphins when you talk about offseason stuff. And maybe it is, but a close second is going to be the fact that they are up there looking possibly at one of those two quarterbacks.
Yeah, I mean, Jarvis Landry is the immediate top.
Yeah.
He's and I think they do what they did with Olivier Vernon, where they sort of give the head bob of a transition tag, and then they'll take it off once they see if they've decided
what the market is.
They just want to get a read of the market, but they're not going to keep the tag on them. Because they're going to lose a draft pick, then you get a compensatory. But you give the head bob that you're going to put one on there, and because there's like a week difference between when you have to put the transition tag in March, and then a week later you the free agency starts, and you don't want that. It's like $14 million. You don't want that on your books as you start free agency. But
of course not.
The Dolphins, they're breaking out in hives over this. And we've talked about this earlier. There's not a good decision here, really. Do you overpay for Jarvis Landry, which is what you would have to do, or do you lose him and, to go to column B, which is get a slot receiver for $7 million and have $7 million more to spend somewhere else?
Yeah, it's an interesting question that the Dolphins are going to have to answer and answer soon. And I think that the whole transition tag and the franchise tag, I think if they know he's going – they're just going to adapt, and they're out of the range of paying him or out of the range they want to pay, then they're going to try for that third-round pick. That's going to be the compensatory pick.
That's I'm guessing what's going to happen.
Didn't they get that for Lamar?
Olivier Vernon, and maybe Lamar got a fourth round. Yeah. I can't remember.
So, yeah, I would think at that point, if you're not going to pay him what you want, you let him ride, you don't put a tag on him, you get that pick for him, and you don't worry about it. What do you think? Is there going to be backlash down here from fans if Jarvis is playing somewhere else next year? Of course.
Yeah? Yes. Who's the most popular Dolphin
this
year?
It's Jarvis.
So you lose your most popular player, there's going to be fans saying, wait a second, what? You know, you overpaid for Kiko, Alonso, and Andre Branch as two examples. Now you won't overpay for the guy who...
possibly your best player on your team.
Yeah, and you know what? That tells you you don't have a great team if he's your,
player. No, I agree with that also. I agree.
He's a slot receiver. Very important. I love his passion. You'd love him to be on the team. But let's... You know, if you're building the team, there's a reason that quarterbacks, offensive tackles, pass rushers, and cornerbacks make the most money. Because those are the hardest positions to find and the hardest talents and they have the most impact. Slot receiver, the difference between a good slot receiver and a great slot receiver shouldn't change how your team
does. The dynamic of your team?
Here we go again. The Patriots, but they lose their slot receiver. They just move another one in there, and all he does is catch the game-winning pass last week and to put him in the Super Bowl.
No, the way that their blueprint is or the way the machine runs in New England is unlike others. And you try to kind of be like that also, it just doesn't work for a lot of other teams. I look at the Jarvis Landry situation, and I think to my mind, I'd love to have him back, but there's no chance he's back here because the money that he wants will be offered, I think, by a team. I think there are plenty of teams out there that have plenty of money to spend. There are a lot. We talk about San Francisco all the time. I don't know how much or how bad he'd love to go play in Cleveland if Cleveland offered him a deal, or the Jets if the Jets offered him a deal.
But you're right. If you were Cleveland, you're going to bring in a rookie quarterback.
Yeah.
Who would be a better security blanket than Jarvis? Does he want to go there?
Well, that's going to be the question. But 15 million reasons why a year, why he'd want to maybe go there with a lot of guaranteed money, will change a guy's mind, I think. I mean, it's not like Jarvis has won 12 games every year of his career and been in the playoffs, been close to the AFC Championship game and the Super Bowl, and he wants to play for that. I think at this point, your second kind of contract is to make sure you have guaranteed money and to get paid, and if the Dolphins aren't willing to do it, there are going to be another couple teams that are, San Francisco, Cleveland. I mean, we're talking about teams that are picking in the top five of the draft also. We're not talking about New England and Seattle and Green Bay willing to pay him $50 million,
$60
million.
Although San Francisco has a franchise quarterback.
They're on
now.
The upside.
They're different than a Cleveland. They're a team that you saw when Jimmy Garoppolo, they won. They ran the table.
I think
at the
Jimmy's
end of the
undefeated
season.
As a starting quarterback for the Niners and just in general. I think San Francisco, by the way, is a good fit. And, by the way, they did something that at the time I wasn't sure of, but now looks like a genius move. Instead of taking their second or third pick in the draft and drafting the kid out of UCLA or USC or Baker Mayfield or anyone, traded a second-round pick for Jimmy Garoppolo. They got to pay him, though. They're going to have to pay him $50, $60 million, whatever, maybe more.
That was a steal. You didn't think that was a good deal at the time?
At the time, I wasn't sure because I didn't know if Jimmy was going to stay there or not. Like, I thought that maybe they're trading that second hoping, and Jimmy might still want to just test out free agency. I think he likes it there, and I think for the amount of money they're going to give him or whatever, he's found a home, and it was a genius move by a rookie GM. How come we can't have rookie GMs to do
it
stuff like that?
It was a genius move. It was Belichick saying, I don't want him in the AFC. Who can I trade him to? They're about the only team that definitely needed a quarterback.
Right.
So Lynch just happened to be the recipient right there. You know,
He's getting the genius. For what he did, he looks like he was a genius.
He looks like it, but that was
probably
you're right. Why can't the why can't they just the coin flip moves?
Right,
just be lucky.
Just be lucky with one of the pickups or one of those things, because then you hear afterwards, obviously, that Cleveland offered that second first round pick, not their number one overall, but whatever that second one would be. And imagine New England going into obviously the Super Bowl in this next 10 days and having the fourth pick overall in the draft. Picking up another guy that probably for the next 10 years will be good in the Belichick system or whatnot.
Or the next quarterback, considering he's going to have to take a quarterback this draft.
He's got to pick someone up,
because that's what he does. That's his MO. Yeah. You look, he will definitely draft another in the second round probably.
The opposite MO of what's going on down here, because we don't draft a lot of quarterbacks.
They haven't. They haven't, and it has crushed them. So, but this year, they're going to draft a quarterback. Now, the question is, where? Right? That's when people say, take a quarterback every year. Okay, I get it, but okay, or you can invest in a quarterback. If you use the 11th round, 11th overall pick or second round, that's investing in a quarterback.
You need a backup. We already know that. Do you have a bigger need there at 11 than maybe another position? Because there are plenty of holes on this team that you could help out. Plenty. But is quarterback the one position at this point that you need to solidify someone, maybe not just as a backup, but maybe in the next year plan for Ryan Tannehill? Like, Ryan Tannehill's not under contract now for the next 5 years for $100 million. These are kind of year-by-year deals.
Well, here's the question for the Dolphins. Are you building as they have for the last 17 years for next season? Are you only thinking really next season? Or are you thinking, okay, what's our window for the next
year?
For 3 years? How are we going to build? What's our blueprint? And how good are these quarterbacks? I talked to a scout who said all four of the quarterbacks who are going to go in the first round are rated better than Carson Wentz. Now, part of that, he said, is we misread Carson Wentz.
Sure.
Okay. But the point, these quarterbacks are considered very good.
Jared Goff and Carson Wentz came into the league, both criticized, and both have done very well, at least in year two for Goff and Wentz. Year two, I mean, basically was an MVP candidate until he got hurt. I think that's going to be the reason why four or five guys go in the first round, because teams are now desperately looking for the next franchise, for the next Carson Wentz or the next Jared Goff. I look at these guys, the two California kids from USC and UCLA, I'm not sure what I see in either guy. Not that I see busts on both guys, but for these guys to be possibly the number one and number two or number one and number three pick or four pick in the draft, that'll get you fired as a general manager if you draft a guy that high and he turns out to be nothing.
Well, to me, what Cleveland was doing was interesting, and not from the winning-losing standpoint, but they were trying to build around a quarterback to get every piece in place. Mm. Then you get that rookie quarterback in there, and you're ready.
And he should be fine, yeah.
Okay, now most quarterbacks, it didn't quite work out that way then. Most rookie quarterbacks come on awful teams, and so they look
awful,
exponentially louder.
I mean, Peyton Manning 1-15 in year 1 of his career, and that's the big one, I guess you could say. Yes,
and so here's you lose a Jarvis Landry here. Not that a rookie quarterback would come in and take over.
Probably
because Tannehill's there, and as long as he's healthy, it's good. He's going to be the starter, and. But how many more holes are you opening up now on this team? How many holes do you get? You need a tight end. Then you would need a slot receiver. Who's going to be the right tackle? They need at least one guard. Probably Jesse Davis is going to start at another one.
Yeah.
But,
You
know, how many holes can you fill in one off? And that's always the question for the dog. How many holes can you fill in one offseason? And then in the next offseason, boy, you got a lot of holes. How many can you fill? Because they're just not getting answers.
Well, that's the problem. And how many years in a row now, or how many years out of the last 10 or 12, have we been having almost the same conversation of guard, linebacker? You know what I mean?
Such a ridiculous conversation to have.
There's
25
or 30 cities around the NFL where they never care about that guard position, and they just find a guy, plug him in, and he does fine. We're possibly on the verge of the 11th pick overall if there's a good guard there taking one.
I've done this, and I haven't done it this year, where you look at the final four teams' guards, just because there's such a guard mentality here, and they're six-round picks.
Yeah.
Or, you know, a rookie, agent.
Undrafted guy.
Not often at big money, but, you know.
No, but you're right, and we have that conversation every year, at least the last four or five. Guard, linebacker, tight end. Let's just pick up Jordan Cameron. Let's bring in Julius Thomas.
I think they've learned the age and injury factor on trying to have fountain of youth with some of these guys.
Listen, there's another guy out there that's got ties to the University of Miami.
Jimmy Graham.
Be a free agent.
What do you think? You want him in here?
We'll discuss that next.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Always interesting conversations here during the breaks. The in-between show stuff. Talking about HOAs for houses and condos. And what it's used for, unless you have like a security desk or like valet park, like something in a building. But I live in a house, and we pay, we have an HOA each month. And I asked the president of the HOA when we first moved in, I said, listen, I love our development. It's nice. We don't have a gate. We have, man, the grass is always finely manicured. Okay, I understand that. Where is the money going to? Like, what are we doing? He's like, well, we're going to put up some lights, and we have a block party, you know, for, like, New Year's and July 4th. And I said, okay, well, that's great. Like, okay.
There's $20.
Yeah, like, that's fine. And then we get into my first July 4th block party in the development, and it's a potluck. Like, it's not even, like, the money we're using for the HOA. Like, he sends the email out to everyone. He's like, hey, just everyone reply with what you want to bring. I'm like, I'm going to bring the receipt from the $75 or $80, whatever the HOA is each month. I'm bringing that, and then you're going to feed me. Like, what the hell is going on here?
But get to the punchline. What's that bank account of the HOA?
I asked the guy. I go, so where is, like, okay, so if we don't have a security gate, is there, like, a pot of money somewhere in a bank account? He goes, yeah, I think we got, like, $83,000 or $90,000. I'm like, what? I'm like, are you kidding? What are we doing with that money? Like, are we going to split that up at some point? Like, what, like, or can we get a year off from paying the HOA?
It's for the kids. Save it for the kids. Wait, the next generation.
I've got the bullet here, the silver bullet here that I didn't tell you guys during the break. You know what else we have in the development that's available to everyone? We have a bounce house. Who the hell? I don't want
that
my money.
That throws that neighborhood over the top.
We have a bounce house. We have a potluck, like, dinner twice a year.
What are you, the Ronald McDonald House?
Well, that's the problem. If you're not on the board, you don't get to choose what the money's used for. Well, we have some dumb stuff at my building.
Yeah, well, you just...
Do you have $90,000 sitting in a bank account?
Probably not.
Well, we have a golf simulator at our building.
Well, that's a different story.
Which I've never used.
Why? Why haven't you used it?
I mean, it's a pain in the ass. No, you lug your clubs down to play on a golf simulator?
But I thought he meant why. Why do you have one at a condo?
No, it's a stupid thing to have,
it's a two-part question, right? Like, why do you have it? Why haven't you used it?
HOA is expensive, and it's a stupid thing to have.
But then Hollywood told us about a possible other HOA he might be getting for a new place or whatever. And I mean, for the amount of money, I'm not even going to say the amount of money, but damn. What are you getting
from
that?
But I told you about that party we had last night.
Yeah, you did have a nice party.
The building
at your
hosted
place.
A very, very
it wasn't
nice
no potluck party.
No, it wasn't potluck, right? Like,
no, there were restaurants serving food.
Like,
it was
like
very
one
nice.
Year, I literally wrote banana bread, and I brought banana bread to the potluck.
Which is fine.
It's nice.
But don't have a big banking. I think someday you're going to wake up and
my HOA guy's going to be buying a boat.
What do you have, a president of the association?
Yeah, president. There's a president, a vice president, like a secretary.
Does he go to, like, Argentina for 3 weeks every year?
I don't know. It's ridiculous. I mean, I don't know. I love the guys that are in it, but I do think at this point...
They love you, too.
They
you
love me, too.
You don't ask enough questions,
the texters
right?
are right, though. Like, $80 is a joke.
Yeah, no, I think mine's 75
yeah,
or something like
pathetic.
That.
Yeah, that's pathetic.
Yeah.
I live in a house. We looked at houses in Miami. Most of the ones we looked at were at least 300.
Yeah, well...
Like, we were looking in the Grove area. Like, they're all 300.
What are you gonna get from that?
I live in the Grove area. In your housing association, you pay... For
the townhouses we looked at, it was around $300 a month.
What, you get a free massage every month, like Massage Envy? What are you getting? What are you getting for the $300? Did you ask?
Security.
You didn't even ask.
Security.
Yeah, you get some kind of insurance.
What?
Covers the roof.
That could be the biggest BS answer.
Good for you,
ever.
By the way, Dave. The property values are doing well in the Grove.
Yeah, they are doing well. You
no,
know,
Dave, listen. Dave's not a dumb
if you
guy.
Moved here in 1789, you yeah. know, like I did, then yes, your values go
ninth
up.
Ninth generation Hyde family living in that house. Okay? Dave's great, 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 great
it's
grandfather.
To sell his market in the Grove.
I remember. Okay, make me an offer, Danny.
Yeah, you're looking for a place. This is a match made in heaven.
That's what
Dave's
work.
Trying to retire.
We'll,
you need a
we'll
place.
Cut out the middleman. You know that 6%, that pesky 6% you pay the realtors?
Just knock that. Give me the 3 of the 6, and I'll make this deal work.
Someone said you live in a trailer park.
I know. I do live in Davie. It is weird in Davie because you do go from, like...
You're paying $75 in a trailer
bucks
park?
A month. Not in a trailer park. I don't live in a trailer. I'll tell you what. You go down the street, there's one development with million-dollar houses, and then about a block and a half down, there is a trailer park.
That's South Florida. South Florida. There's rich
Davey
right
in a
next
nutshell.
To not rich.
Davey in a nutshell right there. Ask Channing. Channing lives there, and then you go like three blocks down from him, and he's like, what the hell's this? Yeah, it's Davey for you. Welcome to Davey, folks. Someone just said I paid $200 a month, invisible maintenance back in 1998. Sometimes HOAs include insurance that cover the exterior. Maybe Hollywood's right there. $80 is dirt cheap. You live in a trailer park and you want a gate. You're insane. Yeah, maybe. I don't know if I want a gate. I think that's a little
too much. See, they're missing the point. It's not what you're paying.
No,
it's what you're getting.
Yeah, I'm not getting
anything. You're getting nothing.
If I was paying
$7,000, the bank account has $80,000 in it. For what?
It's ridiculous.
If robbers come and show up at your house, there's no one to help you.
Oh, you don't want...
If robbers come to my apartment, there'll be security there in a minute.
I'll be 100% honest. I've got some crazy-ass neighbors. And if you robbed a house in my development and someone got word of it, you would have dudes outside with 12 gauges. I live in a part of Davie where it's still okay to walk around at night walking your dog with a loaded pistol because you think you're the community police. I feel safe in my community because they know my face.
I can see you feel safe.
Just because they know my face.
Remind me not to visit.
Yeah, you want to come over? I live in a community in Miami and Sunset. I pay $130 a month in HOA. I live in a 4-2. Look at this. Look what's happening now. We're in a real estate show. This is what's happened. All because of Hollywood. Because the HOA that he said.
You actually brought it up because you were talking about the chair massage that's available downstairs.
Oh, yes. That's right.
And I said I actually got a free chair massage at my building's party last night because they had a couple of local spas.
Because that's involved in the HOH. Right. That's the thing.
I wish my HOA gave massages every month. Like, if that was the case, that'd be different.
So for $10,000 a year, you get a 15-minute massage in January.
Yeah, I'm gonna retract my statement now, and I don't want that anymore. Crowder has an army only in his closet. Correct. That's another house I wouldn't want to go near. Yeah, this all did stem from the fact that we got an email because there's, like, a wellness initiative in the building, and there's, I guess, a massage therapist coming to the building today. And you could get chair massages today in the building. And I was intrigued because I said if the lady came here before 10 a.m., I was going to do it live on the air. I was going to pay her for a 30-minute massage right next to you.
I was going to have to watch. I'm glad that in that would
Why?
Be so disconcerting
Listen,
to watch. Like at casinos, you're sitting there, someone's getting a massage.
That's
very weird.
Hawk will sit at the blackjack table.
That's a weird look.
He will sit at the blackjack table right next to you, call over the girl for drinks, get a water. I get a shot of tequila and three beers. And he'll then wave over the other lady and get like a 60-minute massage right next to you. Dollar a minute. It's incredible.
Does
never
it
like
make you feel a little weird?
Of course it does. He's sitting there like with his head down, getting this massage. Crowder just texted me. I ride through the trailer park every other morning just to let them know we ain't rich. Wow. What happened the last 5 minutes or 6 minutes of this show? Jarvis Landry, folks. Senior Bowl. Mike Tannenbaum. I can't believe the amount of HOA money that Hollywood might be spending on a new
The
place.
Downtown Dateland guy who texted in feels my pain.
What's he say?
He's $700 a month.
$700 a month.
That's a lot. That's a lot for an HOA.
Wow.
It is. It is. I don't know. I don't care what you're getting. I honestly don't care what you're getting. That is somebody's rent for the month. Or someone like Hyde who's got nine generations in that house in Coconut Grove. That could be the mortgage. $700 a month.
The interesting thing I'm thinking about, there was a hospital that wanted a right-of-way, and in my neighborhood, for the right-of-way, they paid. So we don't pay HOA. They took care of it all. Now what I'm thinking about. So move to my neighborhood. We got a house for you, Hollywood. We got a house for you, Hollywood.
It took 3 hours and 53 minutes to get out. That Hyde is living the life, man. He's living the life. No HOA.
I've often thought of living the life. Right?
Yeah.
No HOA. That is like has to be number one on living the life. You're only paying $75. You're close to living the life.
I know. I am. I'm close. Although I keep
in
paying.
In fact, if you get enough people to take up a petition, you could probably get rid of the HOA until
like 2 or 3 years.
Until the potlucks run out, you know, because
I would just like one of the potlucks to be catered. And then I feel like my money each month is going towards the right thing. And the bounce house. And no adults are allowed in the bounce house. Although I feel like I jump in that thing, we probably would need a new bounce house.
Would they know? When you're
what if
a rebel,
I just put it up in the middle of the
when
night?
When you're a rebel in your neighborhood, you go in that bounce house, don't you?
Neighbors come out in the morning. There's just a bounce house in the middle of the street. I'm sleeping in it. It's deflated. Great text. Who cares about your HOA? Finish discussing the exit of Landry. I actually want him to leave because I want to see more of Grant, who's more explosive, and Carew. Plus, I'm tired of seeing three-yard passes. That sums up our show in a nutshell right there.
That was great stuff. I agreed. When the slot receiver's catching 70 passes instead of 100, there'll be a better offense.
That is our breakdown of the Miami Dolphins, folks.
I like the HOA.
The HOA talk is fun. And it all stemmed, you're right, I thought it stemmed from Hollywood.
From me
and the massage therapist coming to the building today. Well done. I did that.
So we get massages now, right? Is that the bottom
line? Yeah, go downstairs. I already paid for your 30-minute one.
Perfect.
That's it. Dave Hyde, thank you for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
Joe Rose will hopefully be back tomorrow unless that head cold took over, and then we're going to bring Dave Hyde in again from his mansion in Coconut Grove. We'll be back.
This podcast was presented by David Lowe and Associates in Fort Lauderdale. If you've had a homeowner's insurance claim denied or underpaid, call 844-96-CLAIM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.